Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Syed, thank you so much for your willingness to serve, and thank you for the conversation we had yesterday to talk about many things related to the SBA administration. You've already heard from many of my colleagues about the operations of the programs that are underway or not as successfully underway. So just to add my comments to the Shuttered Venue Operations Grant, we need to make that successful. Obviously, we don't want the restaurant revitalization grant to be kludgy like that. We want it to be successful, so I hope you will. I think that was I had to step out for a minute, but I think that's what the chairman was asking you, to make sure that that let us know anything that is necessary for us to make those, that restaurant program move successfully. I wanted to bring up two issues. One, you know, there was a program related to the newspapers, and part of the PPP application, when newspapers were owned by a large entity, apply separately with the same EIN of their parent company. So some of the applications are being held. And so this is really, I think, a technical problem in the application form. So I hope that you would look at this and make sure that we're resolving these problems as it relates to newspapers, and that the set aside for local news networks, that they also fix any technical barriers.
Senator Catwell, thank you for those questions, and great to see you in person. Appreciate your time for the call yesterday. So I totally agree with some of the things that you mentioned here. If confirmed, I will look into these things. You know, having gone through the process myself and seeing sometimes just the, some of the fields that are there, you know, things, there's an opportunity to probably do better. And especially when we expand the program to so many different types of entities, right? And this hasn't been
done. But I think these are more like technical issues in the way that somebody asked for information that doesn't quite fit with the specificity. But here's another example that's very challenging. So the SBA lenders have denied Paycheck Protection Program loans to Native-owned small businesses because they don't meet the SBA's documentation requirement. So we have 20 plus recognized tribes in the Pacific Northwest and more than 1,000 Native-owned businesses. So these are individuals that have fishing rights, but they've not been able to get COVID relief because they don't file tax returns, because they don't have that obligation under the treaty rights. So they don't have an employment identification number. So we need to figure out how to fix this. So I hope that you'll commit to fixing this. I mean, create a pilot program, figure out another way to do it, but you have 1,000 people, at least in my state. There would be more in Oregon and Alaska and California, other places. Figuring out exactly how to make the program fit the mold for the uniqueness that tribal businesses represent in their tax status structure. So it's almost like, okay, come up with some other identifier if that's what you're looking for, so that you know and understand these businesses meet the standard. They just don't have an EIN number.
Thank you, Senator. I think it's a great example of the kind of things we need to put an eye towards. And I commit to you that I will have that sort of operating view on things in partnership with the team at the SBA. And we'll work with your office as well to make sure that, you know, those potential pilot programs are being explored, given that the need is there, and somehow they're not being addressed properly.
Yeah, it's not the need. It's like they're being treated inequitably under the law just because of a previous right that they already had. So it's just the program didn't entail thinking about people who don't have an EIN. So we just need to fix it. So thank you for your commitment to fixing it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator King.